This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll start off with some more news about dicamba. The Environmental Protection Agency is considering establishing limits to dicamba-based herbicides next year. Ag officials from several states that are advising the EPA on dicamba tell Reuters that the EPA is considering banning the use of dicamba after a cutoff date, likely in early 2018. The initiative is similar to rules being considered in Arkansas, which would ban the use of dicamba after April 15th. The cutoff date would aim to protect plants vulnerable to dicamba after thousands of complaints were filed this year with states over spray drift of dicamba herbicides. State regulators and university specialists from Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, and North Dakota are pressuring the EPA to decide soon on rules guiding usage because farmers will be making planting decisions for next spring over the next several months. Well, the state crop report says corn is maturing and soybeans are dropping leaves, and that means before long, harvest will be in full swing. Illinois statistician for the National Ag Statistics Service, Mark Schleusner, has this week's report.
Illinois weather was cool and dry last week. Rainfall totals were below normal across the state, and the average rainfall was 37 one-hundredths of an inch, four-tenths of an inch below normal. Temperatures range from 5 to 6 degrees below average, and there was an average of 6.3 days suitable for field work around the state last week. Topsoil moisture declined and was rated 14% very short, 37% short, and 49% adequate. Two-thirds of corn acres have reached the dent stage or beyond, compared to 81% 1 year ago and 78% for the five-year average. 13% of acres are mature, compared to 26% normally. The condition of the corn crop was rated as follows: 14% in very poor to poor condition, 32% fair, and 54% of acres are in good to excellent condition. Soybeans were turning color on 19% of acres, compared to 17% 1 year ago and 24% normally. 3% of acres were dropping leaves, compared to 4% normally. The condition of the soybean crop was rated as 13% of acres in very poor to poor condition, 29% fair, and 58% in good to excellent condition. In other crops, 80% of sorghum acres were turning color, compared to 74% normally. 29% of sorghum acres were mature, compared to 13% normally. And the third cutting of alfalfa hay is 95% complete, compared to 85% normally. Pasture conditions were rated 24% very poor to poor, 44% fair, and 32% good to excellent. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, reminding all ag producers that the Census of Ag is coming this December.
And thank you, Mark, for that report. In other news, the Montgomery County Master Gardeners are hosting their 127th Annual Farmers Institute this Saturday in Hillsboro. Bob Feeney, a member of the group, says entries will be accepted on both Friday and Saturday, and members of the community are invited to view the entries after 1 p.m. Saturday afternoon.
Well, the Master Gardeners are having the Montgomery County Farmers Institute and Household Science Affair this weekend. Yes, it has been going on over 100 years, and from what we understand, Montgomery County is the only county left in the state with a Farmers Institute. 100 years ago, whenever the farmers started this, the farmers would bring in corn, wheat, oats, and other items from their that they had grown in the fields. The ladies of the house would bring in their fancy work and food items, as well as garden and flower exhibits, and they also made canning goods, and so that was also the original intent of the Farmers Institute, just to have the farmers competing with each other. And so this year we are having the Farmers Institute on Friday, September the 8th, and Saturday, September the 9th. The entries can be submitted on Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. and on Saturday morning from 8 to 10. The judging for all of the categories and events and classes will be at 10 o'clock on Saturday. After the entries have been judged and evaluated, they can be viewed by the public at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. There are seven classes. The Class A is Ag Sciences, which includes corn, wheat, hay, and things like that. Class B is Fruits and Vegetables, which are obviously all the fruits and vegetables that everybody has in their gardens. Flowers and plants is category C. Then we have canned goods and miscellaneous for class D. Class E is fancy work and sewing, where people are demonstrating all of their various activities in sewing and quilting and things like that. The next class is the culinary, where we have many, many items of baked goods. And the final class is the youth division, where the children and the young men and women in school can enter their hobbies or whatever they would like to enter. That's basically anything they would like to enter. In all, there are 123 categories in these seven classes. All of these categories will have three prizes. The first prize is a $10, $5 for the second place, and $2 for the third place. The booklets are all over the county to determine all the various categories that are in each of the various seven classes.
And I think you mentioned something important when you were naming those classes. As you said, a youth division. This is not just for adults. You can get the entire family involved. There's school-aged children that had exhibits. I remember the last time I helped out. You have anything and everything, and from young to old.
The youngsters can do whatever they're making. They can put in there, whether it's something like woodworking or metalworking or anything. We've had some very interesting things that many of the youth division people in the young people in the county have designed. Science projects, photography, anything that these young people want to do, any of their hobbies, any of their things that they really like to do can be done and entered into this Farmers Institute, and they'll be put in various classes, and prizes will be given, of course. So
yeah, you mentioned the prizes. Not big, you know, huge. You're not going to become a millionaire from these, but it's fun to get rewarded for your work, and it's a friendly competition with some of your friends.
Friendly competition is right. We always like to agitate people whom we've beaten and things like that. So it's always just a good contest and a lot of fun is what it amounts to. So.
And as you mentioned, the 127th year for this, really showcasing some history from Montgomery County. Pretty neat to think that over 120 years ago, people were doing this and we're carrying on that tradition.
Yes, the initial prizes were many times the corn companies would donate a bushel of corn and things like that initially. It got to be kind of complicated and trying to decide prizes. So when Master Gardeners took it over, we decided to go with just cash prizes. And it's like you indicated, you're not going to get rich from it, but it's always just a lot of fun and good competition with your friends.
Well, and it's interesting, in the program for the Farmers Institute that you said is located throughout the county, there's an article in the front that was written by Margie Reynolds, and she lists off, you know, some of the things from when it first started, and what struck me, there's a spot that says the principal products in the county at that time, so we're talking around 1897, I think, one of them was corn, which averaged 40 to 50 bushels per acre. And just think about where we are today, how many more bushels per acre we get with that corn crop.
Yes, and I can remember when I was growing up, when I spent my years in college, my summers in college were just spending on a cultivator. And that's all we did virtually all summer with corn and beans. And now it's a totally different story. We don't do anything like that anymore. It's all taken care of in a different manner.
Well, Bob, I'm so glad that we had a chance to visit about this event. If you don't mind, remind us what days this week and then when you're accepting those entries and times and all that good stuff.
Entries can be submitted again Friday, September the 8th, this coming Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. and this coming Saturday, September the 9th from 8 to 10 a.m. And after that time, they will be judging and we will decide. We have judges who are very qualified judges who come in and look at all of the entries and decide which are the best. And we go 1, 2, 3 in each of the 127 categories.
Sounds great. And as always, I believe opportunities to volunteer with not only the Master Gardeners group, but if you'd like to help out with Farmers Institute in years to come, you guys are always welcoming people from the community.
The more the merrier. We like to have as many people as possible help us out and be master gardeners and be involved in the county and other things besides the Farmers Institute also. And we have special thanks to all of the sponsors who are listed in the booklet that is, as Katie indicated, is spread throughout the county and all the various places. And we appreciate their support, and we really want to thank them very much for their help.
Bob Feeney, a Montgomery County Master Gardener. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.